meeting of Heritage Beach Town Council in order. Mayor Pro Tem. And at this time, Richard Watts from the Salvation Army is going to lead us in our invocation.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening mindful of your goodness, of your blessings upon us and upon our community. We pray, dear God, that you'll help us to be as mindful as you are of us, as we are of those, Heavenly Father, who are less fortunate, those who are struggling, those who are in need. We pray, dear God, that you'll bless us and guide us. We say thank you, dear God, for the men and women who provide leadership, who are willing to step forward and accept the responsibility of leadership in a community. And we pray now, dear God, that you'll be with these men and women and that you will bless and honor their service, dear God, that you will guide them and direct them as they lead our community to be a better place for all. For we pray this in your name.
Amen. Now stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We've got some special guests with us tonight. I'd like to recognize, starting with Senator Tom Goolsbee, who's going to help us with our swearing-in ceremony tonight. And we have Lonnie Lashley and his child bride from Carolina Beach. And in the back there, we've got Chuck Boss from the town of Belleville. And Chuck's mayor, Jack Batson, and I sit on some of the committees that the county has. And Lonnie and I, when Lonnie and Jack and I are in one corner, the rest of the county's scared. So there we go. We have the approval of the consent agenda. Any changes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Agenda is approved. Now we have the adoption of the agenda. And we have one change. Item number one will be tabled until the January meeting. John just got the information he needed to work with Andy on this. My request, item one, will be tabled. Motion?
So moved.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Everything else, I think, stays as is. Do I have a motion to adopt?
I make a motion to adopt.
Second. All in favor, signal saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Now, we have presentations to council and persons to address council. Gabby, where are you? You're the only one we've got signed up right now.
I just want to take a couple minutes to say thank you to Jim Newman for his faithful service over many years. When I first came to this community, Jim was the president of our homeowners association. So I got to know him pretty well because I put in a lot of things over there. And we never got into a fight about anything. And we never have. He's one of the most agreeable persons in the political position that I've ever known.
Tell her back there.
In fact, I didn't get along with her. But no, I just wanted to tell you thank you, Jim, and keep up the good work. I know you're going to stick around a little bit and see some of the hard work that you started through the sand, even though you won't have a voice in the vote. But I appreciate what you've done. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Discussion and consideration of committee business. Anybody? Any committee business come for council? Discussion and consideration of department head business.
I've got nothing from my department. The Public Works Department, as you may or may not know, made the float that was in the Pleasure Island Parade and also was in the Wilmington Parade. And if you haven't seen it, I you get a chance to see it before it's destroyed. Because Gene needs his trailer back.
I'll find my trailer.
They put a lot of hard work in, a lot of hours, and from what the mayor just said, came in second in Wilmington.
Well, did we second? We should have been first.
Well, the last six they had a problem with the lights are probably low.
$50 then, right?
So it was all done by the additional hours of the guys in the public works. So if you see them, please thank them. It was a true labor of love.
They're planning on having that Christmas show, which everybody knows is going to be 3 days this time, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. I think they're planning on having it down there.
And it'll probably be in the Macy's Parade, too.
Yes. That's happened before.
It has.
Anything else? Discussion and consideration of new business. And we'll turn to your agenda. And at this time, Jim, if you will step to the front, we have a presentation for you.
Jim, come with me.
Now, Jim. It's his last chance to trip me. At this time, I would like to present Jim with this plaque from the town of Cure Beach in appreciation for years of loyal and dedicated service to the town. 12 years. And Jane, could you come up? Now, I'm going to read something. Hey, get your little thing. Let's do a snap here. Let's wait till Jane gets up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Great guys.
Jane, stay up here with us for a second. She has asked me to read this, and it couldn't be more appropriate. And she put a lot of thought into this, and it is dead on. 12 years.
It shouldn't be read in public.
141 of the possible 144 regular council meetings. Countless committee or special meetings here in Wilmington and in other cities. And every time I've gone out of town with Jim, for some reason, which I don't know if Jay knows, his name tag always says Bobby. So I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, lots of late dinners or no dinner at all. Being available 24/7 by phone, with interruptions during birthday parties, weddings, funerals, anniversary dinners, and quiet Sunday afternoons. Trips were canceled and vacations were cut short so that you could do the business of the town. You have mentored mayors, thank you, Jim, commissioners, department heads, and employees. You treat everyone with the same courtesy and respect, from governors to senators to colleagues, irate citizens, department heads, and the newest town employee. Nothing was done because of how it would benefit or how you could take credit. It was done because it was your responsibility and because you believed it was in the best interest of Cure Beach. Jane, speaking now, I have always been proud of you as a husband, father, grandfather, of the kind of man you are. And I'm very proud of how you have served the citizens and town of Cure Beach for the past 12 years. Well done, Mr. Dugan. Feet up on the table and tell everybody who will listen when he was on council. He did it.
Thank you very much.
Now we have the administration of the oaths of office by Senator Goolsby and assumption of office as per GS-168-68 and 163-3. 306, and I will start with myself, then David, and then Emily, and then Steve.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's my pleasure to be here. Is this the proper place where I'm supposed to be?
Yes.
All right, sir. If
right on, left up?
Yep. Left hand on the Bible?
No, left hand on the Bible.
Raise your right hand.
I took my Bible today.
And then you repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Dean Lazarus.
Do solemnly swear that I will support.
That I solemnly swear that I will support.
And maintain the Constitution and laws.
And maintain the Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws.
And the Constitution and laws.
Of North Carolina.
Of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
As mayor of the town of Curry Beach.
As mayor of the town of Curry Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
By the power vested in me, I'm glad to swear you in as mayor.
I'll come up and I will sign that, I guess, in a little bit.
Yes.
If Dave did here.
Okay. Would you like to sign David, right now as he's coming up?
My wife had some medical stuff. Lisa, are you going to come up with David? Please, Lisa.
Yeah, that's just your rehearsal one.
Yes, sir.
Left hand, right hand, right? Dean,
raise your hand. Left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand. All right, repeat after me, please. I, state your name.
I, David Hagler.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and the laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws.
And the Constitution and laws.
Of North Carolina.
Of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
As Commissioner of the town of Curry Beach.
As Commissioner of the town of Curry Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
It's so wonderful to be here in the town where I'm proud to be here and proud of the actions of this council. Can't say that everywhere I go.
Thank you very much.
Left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand.
Let her significant other get up here.
We will await his arrival.
She's going on coming.
Do something wrong, find the other side.
I, please state your name.
I, Emily Swearingen.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws.
And the Constitution and laws.
Of North Carolina.
Of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
As Commissioner of the town of Curry Beach.
As Commissioner of the town. Curry Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
And his lovely wife.
Again, place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right. I, please state your name.
I, Stephen Pagley.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws.
The Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws.
And the Constitution and laws.
Of North Carolina.
Of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
As Commissioner for the town of Curry Beach.
As Commissioner for the town of Curry Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Steve. Well, Again, it is my pleasure to have sworn in all these new members. I am sure that they will serve this town well. You guys have a wonderful reputation here in Hanover County. I noticed we did not get sued by this town for annexation.
No. We're thinking about annexing Ballhead, but we have to.
That would take a whole other act of Congress. But it is my honor to be here and swear you guys in. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. We're going to take about a 15-minute, 20-minute break now and have some refreshments. And Jim, ma'am. Right in there, refreshments right in here on the line, and we can all take nominations, and we'll take a vote. All in favor of David Haber for mayor pro tem, raise your hand. All in favor of Chuck Keener continuing his position as mayor pro tem, since the cards are already printed.
Congratulations.
For the record, since you started without me in the room, was there actually a nomination, or were you just joking around?
Yes, there were two nominations.
I wasn't in the room, Mr. Mayor. I'm asking you for the record. Two nominations. Okay, so it was Chuck Keener and David Hegler?
Right.
Thank you.
Anything else, ma'am? Steve's coming up here.
Okay.
Now that that's out of the way, Chuck, thank you for not wasting cards. And your signature. And you don't have to do the signature. At this time, we will open the floor for the election of the building commissioner. And under Curie Beach Code of Ordinances, a building commissioner is nominated and voted on by the board, and they will serve a 2-year term. And they'll be working, of course, with Mr. Bass. You'll have a nomination for the building commissioner.
I nominate Emily Swearingen.
Do I have a second or third nomination?
A second nomination. I would like to nominate Steve Hagler.
Okay. We have any other nominations? Madam Clerk, Emily and Steve are nominated. At this time, we'll vote. You're going to see a show of hands for Emily Swearingen as the building commissioner for 2-year term. Can I see a hand of votes for Steve Pegley for the 2-year term? Emily, congratulations. You're the building commissioner. The assignment of department committee liaisons. Madam Clerk, have you got that list in front of you?
Yeah.
Or have I got that list?
In your book. It's under new business. Before that.
Liaison assignment and to departments and committees, and this is one of the duties of the mayor. Chuck Keener will be liaison to the police department. His committee liaisons will be the community center, beach protection, and he'll also be the joint committee chairperson at the quarterly meeting of all of the committees. David Hagler department will be public works. His committees will include SLAP and the Citizen Budget and Finance. Emily Swearingen, the department will be building inspections as the building commissioner. Her committees will be Stormwater and Environmental Board, Planning and Zoning Commission, and the authority position she will take will be when we meet in unison with the Carolina Beach Sewer Authority. Steve, your department will be the fire department, and your committee will be beautification. And I will take, my department will be administration and finance. My committees will be marketing, parks and rec, street festival, and the non-town committees will be TDA, MPO, and TAC. Jim Dugan has graciously consented to stay on as our council assignment for the Ports, Waterway, and Beach Commission, and he will continue in his position as chairman of the Oceanfront Park Construction. Thank you, Jim. We all appreciate your time. Jim has got a great working relationship with the elected officials and appointees of the Water and Beach Commission, and he understands the importance of that.
And the contractor of the park.
And yeah, I'm sure he's going to hire all of us at Christie Park.
He was that funny.
Okay, so those are the committee assignments. Item number six. Do we have any question or comment? The definition and responsibilities of liaisons. Chuck, would you like to read that since I can't find notes?
Look for mine.
Close bond or connection, an interrelationship, an illicit sexual relationship, which I hope none of us have, communication for establishing and maintaining mutual understanding and cooperation as between parts of an armed force. Now, in this case, we're not an armed force, but I think that would be the appropriate definition for the duties of liaison. Part B, one that establishes and maintains communication for mutual understanding and cooperation. And the fourth definition is pronunciation of an otherwise absent consonant sound at the end of the first two consecutive words, the second of which begins with a vowel sound and follows without pause. That's the definition of Chuck. So with that being said, I hope that for these committee assignments, and the reason this is on here, that please report back to the council on a regular basis as what committees are working on. And in council, if there is an instance that we would like a specific item covered, we will discuss that in council and give whichever the liaison to which committee happens to be our instructions. Any questions, any comments? With that being said, item number seven in Arlen, I'll get you to step up for this, is designation of banking signatures.
I guess currently we have, we had yourself, Chuck, and Jim Dugan for the signatories, so we're going to need to add one additional commissioner with Jim coming on.
It's sometimes the position arises that none of us are in town at the same time. Arlen's forces is here, but And I would like to suggest that we, the signatory, as another council member, Chuck and I are already on, like Arla said, Jim is gone, so we need one of you guys who would be available at a pinch. Sometimes these checks have to go out here kind of quick. Today, for instance, there was some kind of misunderstanding with the Department of Motor Vehicles or the title check. So I would first like to ask who would like to serve in this capacity.
That would be fine. I've done it before.
Okay, Dave.
When I was on last time, I was a signature. Right. That's fine if it's council's will.
This time it's the council's will today to be the signatory.
The only volunteer. He's on like that.
The only. Well, all in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Dave, thank you. Item B, employee authorization to town clerk to serve as a designated signature and duty officer for the purpose of signing the absence of a finance officer. And Arlen has been here anytime he was needed, but some of his continuing education, which is state mandated, he may be out of town the same instance when this happens. So, like I explained, I would
just to have Nancy serve in that role, and that I'm not here. One of the authorized signers, in addition to three members of council, are authorized.
I make that motion.
I'll second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Travel and training expenses. Arlen, while you're still there, there's some ambiguity in the ordinances and specifications in the town pertaining to travel expenses. Arlen, if you could kind of bring us up to speed to that.
I'm actually in the process of rewriting the town's policy for travel, training travel, and other types of business expenses. Just to clarify, what the town will reimburse and what the requirements are in regard to approval and authorization of those expenses. So it's kind of in the early stages at this point. Hopefully by the next council meeting, we'll have something that we'll be able to share with you at that point in time. But one of the key things is trying to have things approved in advance.
I think we kind of strayed from what is actually in there. And council was to approve the travel expenses for another council member. And the only reason I think that, to me it's important that if you travel and expect to be reimbursed by the town, that you should have and should be able to show the things of worth or value to the town as you're attending these meetings. Some of the mandated ones like the ethics and stuff that are part of what we have to do as an elected official, that's not part of the discussion tonight. But and the budget problems that the whole country's having right now, I'd just like to be a little more frugal that if expenses are turned in, it is something that will be evaluated at the town. And like the council to discuss it before it's allocated.
I'd like to add that this is a meeting that we pay for, we get a report back.
Yes, so that would be
right
correct.
Now. We don't.
Yeah, the thought about the council would have found it back.
Right, and that's something that I can factor into the policy as to have rewritten.
All right, you'll bring that back to us in January, or?
Yes.
All right, now item number nine is to set a date and or if we would like to have a retreat. And with that being said, what's council's wishes?
Definitely.
You on board with Steve?
Yeah.
All right. And David?
So. Yeah, I think it's valuable. Two new
members. I certainly don't see going to any expense by traveling out of town. If we're going to have a retreat, we can do it.
I can go with Chuck.
The location, I would prefer either the community center or here, and I don't have a problem with it running in town hall because.
Well, we could do the Port Fisher Airport.
Yeah,
we don't pay.
Out of the three, what would council prefer? the rec center, which is the Air Force Base and the community center or town hall.
Fort Fisher.
Yeah, Fort Fisher.
Yeah, that's good too. Okay. If you do it in town hall or community center, the department heads will get pulled away.
Well, they may get overlooked over there too. Those ladies are renting that thing out pretty quick. Nancy, is the consensus council to have it at the Fort Fisher Air Force Base? And what is a date which all members think they're going to be available? Nancy, do you have any idea what's available down there that we want?
No.
We're going to January?
Usually it's in January.
What about the week of the 23rd? That's after, I guess the town clerk can't do it the week of the 16th of January. At least that's what her note said, right? Mm-hmm.
Is there a preferential day that y'all would like to? Now, last time we ran in over 2 days.
Right, we started out with 1 day and then we didn't cover everything, so we did another half day.
Do we need to schedule 2 days now, or do you think we can handle it? Arlen, you're going to be the point man because the numbers are what we're going to be crunching. So.
Right, but I guess that's where we also, I guess, need some sort of direction on what you're looking for this time. I mean, last time we did. A lot of history, I guess, you know, looking back 5 years, basically, and, you know, kind of giving a little historical data on how we got to where we are now. So,
will you have the real figures from the county by then as the reevaluation, and because that's going to be paramount with this retreat?
I'm not sure if I will or not at that by that point.
Until,
in the paper they mail out the late January, I don't know if you get them early or not. That's what they said this weekend.
I mean, I would assume that they would have the reevaluation for, you know, the property in Cure Beach. But the retreat, I mean, that's one piece of information that is going to be extremely important.
But with that, I guess I can come up with a couple different scenarios, whether it's a, you know, 40% decrease or a 50% decrease. I can give you a pretty good idea of what our tax rate would need to be to stay revenue neutral.
January 27th. What date, Madam Clerk, what's going to be the most beneficial for you and Arlen to be out of the building? Mondays, of course, in construction business are always terrible, so for me, it would be better to be a Tuesday or Wednesday. Mondays are always.
Yeah, I think vacation.
What's our regular scheduled council?
17th.
Okay. Following Tuesday.
Is the 24th.
And if we have to continue, we will. Everybody agree, Chuck? Are you?
The 24th of January. January 24th.
Yeah, that's the fourth Tuesday. It's the
24th. And the 25th.
Everybody good with that?
Yep.
At
what time?
All right.
At
what time?
6 a.m. Oh, God, sorry.
I think we started at 9 last time.
Nah, it's just fine.
David, I know you've been to a church with Steve, I think John won. The ethics training again. We need to give the clerk. What was the date?
It's in your binder.
You have to go to.
It's in February in Wilmington.
I'm going to teach it
this time. Okay.
Yeah. How often do you have to do that?
Every 2 years, every time you're elected.
Oh, that's good for you.
Yeah.
Just any 2 years? Every 2 years?
Within 12 months after you're first elected. Okay. And then if you're re-elected.
This is the one that we have re-elected, so
you don't have to do it anyway.
Every 2 years, wasn't it?
Where in our binder is it?
In the front, you have a.
Okay. No, I think you do.
A memo from me.
I do.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Read it.
No, you don't have to.
Number one.
We need you there, Kevin. All right. The day in there, if that's suitable for Steve and Emily and David, I think the Wallace and Wilmington, we need to hit it. I plan on being there. Madam Clerk, Emily, plan on making that day?
Steve, will you make that date so she can let them know?
It's done.
I'll also tell you, Nancy, it says in there that if people would prefer to go to the planning session, that they can go to just one day of the other session instead of both days. And since I have to work with this young man, I think it would be nice if I actually got to go to the planning session.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll go to one of them one day, and I think the planning session is the second day.
Anything else to come before council?
Could, at some point in time, could you maybe give us some input as to what you, the things that you, do you want the department heads to give a presentation? Do you want
to talk mainly about numbers? Can we have a list for all of them by the end of the week, ladies and gentlemen?
Did we decide what time?
9:00.
I wasn't sure if everybody, if you wanted to go in as much depth as we could, I guess, in regard to, in particular, all the history.
Right. You don't need to bring that up.
Right. Well, that's, I did a lot last time to try to get, you know, everybody, I guess, up to speed on what the last 5 years were. Right. Yeah. We can kind of gather whatever you're looking for.
Go from there. Is there any need to schedule any of the committee chairs to be there at a specific time? What was council planning on?
Talk about December meeting. I think they want to think they should for one. Have the project they want to bring or something.
This is the December meeting.
No, the December of the chairman.
Oh, okay. All right. You want the chairman? All right. It'd be great if we could get some questions from them too. All right. With that being said, is anything else coming forward to this council? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Have a second. All in favor, see you by saying aye.
All right.
We're out of here. Thank y'all for noticing.